This is
Tears of Scrutiny. Hi there, welcome back to Tears of Scrutiny. My name is Eva Epen.
And I'm Bari Sedona.
Today's episode, we're going to be talking about a case called McElrath v. Georgia. Yeah. So, facts of the case, this obviously takes place in Georgia. 2017, a Georgia jury found Damian McElrath guilty but mentally ill as to felony murder, but not guilty by reason of insanity as to malice murder after an encounter with him and his mom. So malice is, it means intent. Felony does not require intent. So basically these verdicts are, as I'm sure you can, you know, understand by me just reading them, they're just very counterintuitive. They're in conflict with one another. I guess the legal term is repugnant. That's what they use in this is, you know, these verdicts are repugnant. And the trial court did not recognize that and they accepted them. But the Georgia Supreme Court said, hey, these verdicts are in conflict, and they vacated the verdicts, remanding his case for retrial.
So the Georgia Supreme Court, like Eva mentioned, found that the verdicts contradicted each other after McElrath appeared. So it's really appealed, not appeared, sorry. It's really interesting because McElrath was the one who first appealed to the Georgia Supreme Court saying, hey, I don't think these rulings are fair because they're both against each other.
Yeah.
Like they kind of are two that don't make sense together.
Yeah.
And the Georgia Supreme Court was like, but now you have to have a retrial. And then McElrath was like, wait, how can I have a retrial? Is that not double jeopardy? And the trial court denied his motion in saying that it was double jeopardy.
And so he appealed again to the Georgia Supreme Court and said the court should have reversed his conviction as opposed to simply vacating it in his previous appeal. So vacating would just be setting aside the judgment to a lower court. Reversal just, as you know, reverses, changes the judgment itself, the verdict itself. And he also said, he also challenged the trial court's ruling on his double jeopardy claim itself. And he said, retrial on all of these counts is barred because the jury said he was not guilty by reason of insanity. And, you know, the Georgia Supreme Court ultimately affirmed the lower court and said, you know, like, we do want you to retrial. And the question the Supreme Court has to deal with is, hey, does the double jeopardy clause of the Fifth Amendment prohibit a second prosecution for a crime of which the defendant was previously acquitted? And, you know, we know the Supreme Court in the past has said acquittals are inviolate. They really can't be overturned regardless of bias or mistake. Once you're acquitted, once we say you're not guilty, you're not guilty. And he is facing retrial on a charge for which he was acquitted. So isn't it double jeopardy?
Yes, I think so. And for those of y'all who don't know what double jeopardy is.
Have you guys seen that movie? Have you seen that movie? It's like an Ashley Judd movie. It's called Double Jeopardy. And basically, okay, I'm going to say this because it's fun. But she was, you know, charged with like murdering her husband who had actually faked his death to run off with his mistress, and she was in prison for like years, and she comes out and she actually kills him. She wants to actually kill him because she's like, it's double jeopardy, they can't try me again because I went away for this, so she wants to kill him. It's a really good movie, go watch it.
That sounds like fun. Like Eva's explanation kind of tells us double jeopardy is when someone has been charged with a crime, they cannot be charged with that crime again, or if they've been tried for that crime and they were found not guilty, they cannot be tried for that same crime again. So it's part of why, you know, in some particularly famous cases, I want to say, like, for example, with Emmett Till, like with Emmett Till, for example, his case was dismissed, if I'm not dismissed, the all-white jury found his the perpetrator is not guilty, and they got off the hook.
Yeah, this is in criminal court, so like that becomes a thing in criminal court. But you know what you can do is, as we saw with the O.J. Simpson case, if you are found not guilty in criminal court, you can try the civil route. You know, you can sue for millions of dollars. That's different. But you know, double jeopardy has very much been baked into our constitution, obviously, since the Bill of Rights. And I also, I would say this is double jeopardy, but what is the difference between, Pari, like this happening versus, you know, a court saying, let's just do a retrial? Because that happens all the time, you know?
I think part of it is the fact that
he was
acquitted. There was already a judgment, right? That, mm-hmm. Yeah, he was already acquitted before mm-hmm. they said, let's mm-hmm. do a retrial. Mm-hmm. Hey, again, I think part of the really interesting mm-hmm. thing is he appealed up to the Georgia Supreme Court mm-hmm. in which they said, mm-hmm. you know, oh, yeah, you're right. These two mm-hmm. don't go with each other. Now you have to have a retrial. And he was like, wait,
that's not how
it should work.
Yeah.
And so I just mm-hmm. think, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It feels like it should be mm-hmm. like really, really like easy
yeah.
case to so, decide. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that it will be.
Mm-hmm. So typically what happens with these things is that defendants are, you know, charged with something and they're not acquitted and they're like, okay, I don't like this outcome, so I'm going to appeal and say that, you know, you used evidence that was tarnished in some way that you shouldn't have used or something like that. Or so they do that typically. And this is very different because he was actually acquitted and he appealed and they said, hey, you're right. So like you said, like it's really strange because I don't think this kind of thing happens.
Yeah.
The way that and this, like these conflict, like these conflicting verdicts, you know what I mean?
Also, I think mm-hmm. part of it is that it will give judges and courts a lot of power if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Georgia, in the sense that it will give courts the ability to retry
acquitted defendants
exactly. Yeah. So I think that's
constitutionally I feel like it's very cut and dry in my
yeah
mind.
Yeah, like I feel mm-hmm. like it again, like I feel like that's the whole point of the double jeopardy clause mm-hmm. of the Fifth Amendment is that yeah. you've been found not guilty
mm-hmm.
and
but in this case it's almost like he's been found not guilty on this administrative error, like, you know what I mean? It's like this conflicting verdict that the jury and the trial court just didn't catch,
mm-hmm.
you know? So there are, that is like a loophole to this. And honestly, you know, we do have this idea in our justice system that it is better to let, you know, 100 guilty people walk free than to have one innocent person be behind bars.
Yeah. Right?
So like, this is just one of those things, like even if he is guilty, like just yeah. for precedent's sake, I feel like they would rule, in favor of McElrath, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a very interesting case.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think it really gets to the root of the Fifth Amendment and mm-hmm. what the five mm-hmm. things that the Fifth Amendment protects us from, and one of them being double jeopardy. Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting to think about. Again, I really think that the Supreme Court is going to tell Georgia that they were wrong in mm-hmm. the decision that they made, but we'll see how this happens and how it mm-hmm. pans out.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening.
Awesome. Bye.